The state is set to finalize commercial marijuana regulations, but several controversial sticking points have yet to be settled, including rules for on-site consumption. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Bruce Schulte is chair of the state's Marijuana Control Board, which has spent months writing rules to determine how Alaskans are allowed to grow, sell, and use marijuana. Schulte says the board will discuss around 50 amendments on Friday, most of them based on feedback submitted from the public.
We received over 500 pages of comments from the public, so a lot of folks are paying attention.
Once the regulations are finalized, they'll go to the Department of Law for review and then on to the Lieutenant Governor for approval. There's a chance that actions from the legislature could disrupt that timeline. Schulte says if things advance on schedule, the state is required to have a permit system in place and begin accepting commercial applications by the end of February.
But then, you know, this is an agricultural product, of course. So, you know, people still have to grow some product and dry it and cure it and prepare it. So if you look at the whole timeline starting at February 24th, we're kind of looking at probably somewhere between June and August to see the first retail stores opening up.
One of the biggest points of friction in the developing regulations is over what's called on-site consumption, which determines whether the state will allow for marijuana cafes or clubs. Draft regulations in their current form don't allow a venue that's similar to, say, a bar, but for marijuana. Schulte says he's submitting amendments that would create a permit option for what he calls marijuana cafes that are based on public input.
Not just from people in the cannabis culture, but also from city officials, notably Juneau and Fairbanks, who have actually requested that businesses of those type be defined in the regulations.
The state's meeting coincides with a new draft document in Anchorage laying out detailed regulations on commercial marijuana in what many expect to be Alaska's largest marijuana market. The ordinance came from the Land Use Committee, chaired by Conservative Assemblymember Amy Domboski, and is being criticized for placing a cumbersome burden on growers and commercial operators. The proposal requires businesses to take steps like forecasting potential amounts of wastewater, receive certification from an industrial hygienist, and keep growing plants organized in orderly rows. It needs assembly approval in order to be enacted. The Marijuana Control Board meets Friday in the Anchorage LIO building, and then again on Monday if they don't finalize regulations by the end of tomorrow. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.